We are learning the Tshuvot of Ravad Yosef. We're in tonight's Shailot V'Tshuvot Chavedat Chelek Hei Siman Mem Zayin. Question relevant for Chol HaMoed. When you step into the Sukkah and you want to have a meal with bread, so what's the order of the brachot? You have to say Amosi. Okay, I got that. And you have to say Lusev B'Sukkah. But which should you say first and why and how and what's the deal? So the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, writes, he quotes from the Maharam of Rottenberg, who says, Rameir of Rottenberg, who says, his practice was to say Lishev Basukah, and then Hamosi. Why? Because the Gemara in Sukkah says, Nichnas Lishev Basukah, Mevarech, Asher Gidisham, Mevistav Sivanu, Lishev Basukah. When you go into the Sukkah, Nichnas Lishev. When you go in to sit in the Sukkah, you say the Bracha. So he says, okay, Nichnas Lishev, you say the Bracha, and then you eat. Now it's true, we only say the Bracha when we're about to eat, you don't say the Bracha when you're about to hang out in there, not when you're about to sleep, for other reasons. But nichnas leishev, for a meal, so nichnas leishev. But the Rosh already writes, u'minhaga olam eino ken. The minhag is not like that. Nah! Why? Since we only make the bracha on food, if you're going to go hang out, play shesh in the sukkah, you're going to go and sleep in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So clearly it's only for food, so you should make the hamosi first. Say, oh, I'm here to eat, and then say leishev basukkah, and that's the minhag olam. The Tashbetz, when the Talmidim, the Maharam also says, this is what the Maharam did. The Maharam, in fact, he would always say no, Lechev Basukah first, and then the Hamotzi. Now, doesn't matter. You gotta say both. What's the right thing? So, someone asked, hold on, isn't it Efsek? Maybe you should certainly, what may be the reason for the Maharam, who said the Lechev Basukah first, was because, wait a minute, think about it. You're gonna eat the Hamotzi, and then, you want to eat. Don't start making other brachot. Don't start making other brachot. That's a hefsek. That you're not supposed to stop, if you don't have to, between the bracha and the food. Right? If I say, before I take the apple, how you doing? What's the weather? You're not allowed to do that. So maybe here also, the Maharam said, you don't want to make a lishev basukah because it's a hefsek. But that's wrong. That's wrong for a whole bunch of reasons. First of all, yeah, after I say a bracha, I'm not allowed to ask you about the weather. But if the apple is, I need a knife to cut the apple, and I don't have one, I can pass the knife. Right? The Maran Brachot Av Mem says that if I'm making a motzi, and I can't reach the salt. So you can say, hand me the salt. You can say, hand me the salt. Even the Gemara there says, there's a mitzvah, you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. That's a din. So let's say you forgot to feed your animals first. And you made the hamotzi. You could even say, Gabi Latore. You can even say, feed the shore first. You're in the middle. You have a lot of, you're allowed to, things that are in a seuda, you're allowed to say. So there's no problem to say lechev basukah in a seuda. It's certainly not a problem to say it. It certainly shouldn't be an issue. Now, should you do that? Should you wait until you make the hamotzi to say pass the salt? Of course not. Of course you should have the. You should. It's only when you get stuck. The salt shaker's empty. I didn't realize. I thought I had the salt ready and it's empty. I thought the shore ate and now the dog's coming, I'm so hungry. But l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it. So maybe the Maharam said, no, look. He said, no. When it comes to the salt and the animal, you could, motion, you could do pantomime, you could do, new, the same way we all do at the table. Everyone comes to the table, everyone's new, no one has any idea what's going on. But we clearly think we're communicating. Here you don't have a choice. Chazal said, make a bracha, it's not a problem. Think about it, at night what do? Every kiddush, every Friday night. We say, Baruch Adat Hashem, Baruch Adat Hashem, and then we don't drink. Right? Asher HaTzavan, because it's done, we start making a whole bracha. What do we do by kiddush and Sukkot? We say, Baruch Adat Hashem, and then we say, Lashem Basukah, we don't even drink. Then we say, Lashem Basukah. So don't tell me, Lashem Basukah is a hefsek. Lashem Basukah is certainly not a hefsek. So why did the Maharam then do it? It's not a hefsek. So why did he do it? Because he thought it was the right thing. It was the right thing to do. Now the Rambam writes very similarly. The Rambam writes, the language is, kol zman shikanes leshev basukah kol shiva, anytime you go in to sit, I'm about to eat, mevarech kodem sheyeshev, asher kedisham mitzvotzvan leshev basukah. You should make the bracha leshev before you sit. Ubelel yom tov rishon, and what do you do the first night? So then, mekadesh me'umad, you always stand up, the Rambam has, you always standing up for kiddush anyway, umevarech leshev basukah, then you say Lashev Basukah, V'yosev, V'achartich Mivarech Shechianu. And then you say Shechianu. V'chem haya minhag rabotai v'rabanei tzara d'kadesh me'umad b'layla rishon shalchag ha-sukot, k'mo shebe'aranu. They make kiddush and then say l'shev basukah. But normally, you say l'shev basukah when you come in. So what do you mean l'shev? What's the l'shev? You don't have to sit. Hey, let's go into my sukkah, I want to have a piece of cake. Piece of cake, a nice sized piece of cake. So you need sukkah. So you have to sit. No, you need to be in the sukkah. You don't have to sit in the sukkah. You can stand in your sukkah also. You still fulfill the mitzvah of yeshivat sukkah. You stand in the sukkah. So leshev basukkah doesn't mean to sit. It means to dwell. Lit akev. Right? The Gemara in Sukkah talks about it. You see, vaneshev bekadesh yamim rabim. We sat in Kadesh many days, but they didn't stand up. Hit akavnu. We were there for a long time. Leshev basukkah means lit akev basukkah. We're going to now spend time there. But we only make the bracha on eating. That's for another. Why we only make a bracha on eating? That's an interesting question. But you see that it's on lehitakev. So anytime you come in lehitakev for eating, you should make the bracha before. That's the Maharam's opinion. So that's a good question, right? That's a good question. So when it comes to... So he doesn't address this. He doesn't address this Ravadi in this tshuva, but it's a good question. When it comes to kiddush, yeah? Okay, so hold on, let me explain. So Dr. Sagadu's question is based on kiddush. When there's a machloket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai by kiddush, which brachot do we say first? Shabbat. We say Baruch Adah Hashem, Baruch Baruch Giffen, and then we say Baruch Adah Hashem, Kadosh Shabbat. So why? So there are a bunch of reasons given there. But one of them is, Tadir V'Sheinot, that you should make the Baruch 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 Giffen first, because you make the Baruch Baruch Giffen every day of the week, and the Kadosh Shabbat is only later. It's only later. So Dr. Sagadu is saying, well, shouldn't the same thing apply, Hamotzi, and then Leshev Vasukah? So my brother's arguing, he says, no, but when it comes to bananas and potatoes is not a good example, bananas and apples, because it's the same bracha. Well, let's say I eat more bananas, I eat apples, so now I have to follow which one I eat more often. I eat bananas 4 days a week, I only eat apples 2 days a week. So, but those are separate. I think Dr. Sakati would respond, I'll respond for you, those are completely separate, but here is part of the same thing. You need them both. They go together. Don't they go together? Correct, but I'm going to go with... Yeah, but here they're not the same. Here they're separate, meaning they're not together. When it comes to one Seder Brachot, when it comes to how you're going to write Kiddush in the Sefer, so okay, I got to have Takana of the Brachot. Here it comes to the Mitzvah Lishev Basukah, and it only happens to be when we're eating. They don't come together. There's nothing intrinsically about the Hamotzi and the Lishev Basukah that come together. It's not like we're creating a Seder of Brachot. There's four brachot, and you don't know what order to do them. And that's what kiddush is. I think here, it happens to be that you only make the bracha while you eat. But there's nothing about the eating that yeshivat sukkah. Yeshivat sukkah is litakev basukkah. It just happens to be we make a bracha when you're eating because it's the only time that you're doing an action that we can say, oh, now you're doing the action, make the bracha. No, if you're sleeping in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha at all. You don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Now why? Good question. You won't fall asleep. Since I won't fall asleep, but I'll sit. But you're not doing anything. You're not doing it. You're just sitting. You're fulfilling, meaning, you're not doing anything. You're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraita of being in the sukkah. Let's be clear. But you're not doing an action. So we need only make the bracha when you do an action. The Zohar Kadosh talks about the uspizin. When it talks about the uspizin, it says that Rav Himnuna Saba, kavhada ayla sukkah, when Rav Himnuna Saba would come to the sukkah, havakayim al pitcha the sukkah, he would stand outside, milgav, outside, v'omer, and it's the men the uspizin, he would invite us to uspizin. V'kayim al ragoyim v'vareich, and then while he's standing, he would say out leshev basukah and then walk in. So you see, the leshev basukah was before the meal. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes like this, because again he's quoting the Maharam and he likes the Maharam, but everyone who quotes the Maharam who says make the leshev basukah before the hamotzi says, but the minhag ha'olam ain't okay. People don't do this. So the Beit Yosef writes, yeah, but I like it. Even though we don't do it. Nonetheless, that's to be right. So in the Shulchan Aruch he writes, Leharambam mekadesh meumad umavarech leshev basukah v'yosef. Okay, we know that. The Rambam, when you make kiddush, you say kiddush standing, then you say leshev basukah, and then you sit and you drink your kiddush. V'chagim havarech shechiyam. Ubishar yamim, when there's no kiddush, mevarech ala sukah, kodim birkat amotzi. Like the Maharam. But, v'nohagim, levarech leshev basukah achar birkat amotzi kodim sheitom. He tells you the din, and then he says, v'nohagim. The din is, leshev basukah, and then hamotzi. V'nohagim, Hamosi, and then Leisei Vasukah. So what do you do? But that's really confusing. If I was writing a book of rules, I would not write it like this. I would not tell you, you should do this, but people do this. That's not helpful. Which is it? So Rav Avadia says, no, the Ben Yishchai, the Moed Lokochai, Rav Chaim Falaji, Rav Yitzchak Falaji, they all say we should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the right thing to do, for those who know, for those who want to do the right thing, you should say Leshev Basukah, and then Amosi. Now, if you go into a Sukkah and somebody does the opposite, yes, they're Malamali Smoch, they're following the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to correct them. Yes, they're Malamali Smoch. Rav Avadia Yosef says, the Beit Yosef prefers the opinion of the Maharam. So those who know, those who are following, those who know the halakha should say Leisev Basukah and then Hamotzi. However, if a person did the opposite, or if you're in presence of someone who's doing the opposite, you can certainly follow along. There's absolutely no problem whatsoever, because that opinion exists. And Shulchan Aruch says v'nohagim, that's what people do, even though he seems to prefer the first opinion.